Okay, good morning, students. Let's see the next sessions, the last sessions of the lecture materials, teaching materials of the days of the 17th of April 2020 about personality development for careers for the chapters of personality in practice, the comprehensive approach. The previous sessions, the previous sounds clip, we already talked about analyzing people's diversity, who come from different cultural setting of differences between Westerners and Easterners, by focusing on the theory of cultural differences of Hofstede's, which is we have four indications about differences between Westerners and Easterners that we already talked about: masculinity, femininity, high and low uncertainty, avoidance or risk taker and risk avoider, and high and low power distance, and collectivism and individualism. For this clip, we're going to talk about the last topic of diversity, which is in the slide number 10. The last examples of diversity, which is taken in the slide number 10. We're going to focus on when we analyze people from different career setting or different career that, or the ways that the career that particular individual exposes. The careers, which is the practice by the regular basis of people, is one indication which equips the idea or difference of people, because human beings take the career by the routine basis, which is mean more or less the way of career that they practice. They have the different nature or the pathway of practice which cultivate people. They're going to absorb individual human being, going to absorb the way of practice and the conditions of working a little bit by a little bit, or absorb gradually until some things imprinted to be the habits or mentality or the ways of thinking of people in that career. หมายความว่าในตัวอย่างสุดท้ายที่เราจะพูดถึงในเรื่องของ diversity เนี่ยนะเราก็จะพูดวิเคราะห์คนที่บางทีมาจากการประกอบอาชีพที่แตกต่างกัน อย่างที่ครูอธิบายไปเมื่อสักครู่คำแปลของมันก็คือการที่คนประกอบอาชีพที่แตกต่างกันเนี่ยด้วยวิถีของการประกอบอาชีพด้วยเงื่อนไขด้วยวิธีการที่จำเป็นต่ออาชีพนั้นๆเนี่ยมันก็จะทำให้คนมีลักษณะของนิสัยที่แตกต่างกันไปได้หรือมีเมนทาลิตี้ที่แตกต่างกันไปได้ด้วยการที่ได้จากการปลูกฝังหรือแอบซอบทีละเล็กทีละน้อยจากการประกอบอาชีพนั้นไปเรื่อยๆคนเราก็จะมีวิถีหรือวิธีคิดที่ไปในเป็นในลักษณะของวิธีการหรือเงื่อนไขของการประกอบอาชีพนั้นๆBy the examples that I rest from this conditions for you to make an explanation when we analyze people who come from different career, what should be an ideas of analysis? The examples that I rest for you to analyze within this example for the last topic of diversity is accountants or financial analyst and marketing executive. So have difference of these two nature. Accountant or financial analyst, as we know that simply speaking, by the natures of their career practice, they adjust things with the number. They have to take serious for their financial statement, balance sheet, have to be really serious for the critical principle by use the accounting or financial theory or principle to adjust about correct or incorrect about financial statement or income statement, and adjusting by the principle precisely. That means they have to be really prudential in verifying number, and most of the cases, all the cases, the number is number. That means 1 + 1 = 2. That means for many cases, it's unavoidable for them to readjust, or it's unavoidable to them to change some things, because change some number or change some amount summarizations within the financial statements, that means it's unethical, or it's maybe break the rule or regulations. That means most of the case, or also the case by the practice of this career, it's impossible to do things out of the frame. They have to do the adjusting financial statement, income statement, accordingly to the principles of finance or accounting. This is really rigid, or it's really strict, it's unchangeable. But on the other hand, the people in the careers of marketing executive, for most of the cases, but for example, one example of duty for marketing executive is initiating marketing plans. For example, within this COVID situations, in case of if you are an MK restaurant marketing executive, the big boss may assign you based on the situations of current criticalness of the COVID disease, which is spread around, which made the company needed to change the business models. Business model, that means in the previous day, the MK company, for example, they do the business by the in-house service, which is customer visit the branch for consuming service. Not only for that, some of the customer protest to back home. Delivery service is maybe one option, but not that really big proportions. But during the situations of COVID, which is the environment of society is totally changed by the policy announcements of the government that the social distancing, which made the company have to cut off the main options of customer service, which is in-house eating. So how should be the survivals of the company within the situations that since the main channels of incomes of the company come from the in-house eatings of the customer? That means the company have to change the modes of service to only delivery. This is just only one channel by the allowance of the government, which is, can be potentially survive for the company. Yet, you might think that we just changed the focus for delivery, but not only for that, because the menu manufacturers that you have to think, most of the menu in restaurant is preserved to the in-house eating because they are sukiyaki. That means it's almost impossible for the delivery service for most proportionally, maybe more than 90% of the menu. It's maybe impossible for a customer to purchase by delivery service, or it's not that really convenient for them to do that. Maybe the sales volumes, it's going to be take the main proportions to some such a specific menu, which is can be box eating, right? So this is the first observation. The second observation is by the policy of government, which is announced for social distancing, or the enforcement regulations of the department store, which is the branch located, you have to change, arrange some seat, which is in distancing, have to arrange the service system. When you can see for the news that the big amounts of Grab car, Grab service, or delivery service approach in really abundance, which is very risky for infections, how to arrange that groups of people, or not only for delivery service purchase, but also some groups of customer visit supermarket to purchase by themselves, how to arrange for the customer in the waiting list, make them into discipline to protect the infections of COVID to each other. Not only for that, the concern, another main concerns of the customer for the current situation, that it's the hygienics in cooking, because maybe the customer after this, the COVID is going to change the business game totally. The levels of concerns about hygienics of customer in general going to be really more critical, because the COVID is really easy for infections. That means the company have to arrange strictly for the hygienic in the cooking process. For example, these three things, at least these three factors of observations, which enforce the company needed to change the business models. So, as the company needed to change the business models for many times within this case, the company needed for analyzing rearrange the service. and how to announce the customer, how to deliver the message at least by this three idea. To deliver the message to the people in the society to confidence that if you visit our branch, it's going to be really safe for you because we already arranged the social distancing policy to make people in distance, don't worry about don't worry about infections, and how to make people ensure that in our kitchens it's really safe. We make the cooking to serve the customer by delivery service with really careful for the whole process of hygienics and so forth. How customer know about this marketing message? This is the critical needed message that the company needs to deliver to the customer. That means the marketing executive needed to rearrange the plan for what should be the channels that we deliver the message to the customer, analyze the market, analyze the customer, and how to make customer trust in our brand for the current situations. By the natures of workings of marketing executive, yes, potentially, definitely, most of the cases you have to need the initiations. You have to have a good imagination, find the information to sometimes something it's not correct or incorrect extremely by the principle. It's different from the marketing or financial principle, which is all things there about the finance and accounting is really rigid. That means it's based on totally 100% principle, unchangeable. But in this case, for many things you can change, it depends on your idea. Marketing is science and art. What should be the message that you deliver to the online message and so forth? This kinds of thing, by the nature of these two career of practice, by these comparisons that I already discussed, basically more or less made you in some certain levels that understand basic level that why people who come from different career background, they have different mentality or different way of thinking, social value system, because based on the natures of their career practice, environments, conditions of work, cultivate or equip them gradually, they absorb a little bit by a little bit as gradually, and at the end becomes to be the identifications or mentality of different peoples. Based on these examples that I discussed, at least this two career, we can analyze the three differences between these two professional career practice. That means people who come from these two professional career practice, at least we can analyze far for three differences. The first is accounting people, they focus more on cognitive. It's the marketing, it's executive marketing people, they focus more on affective. Cognitive, which is rational or dialectic or logical, but affective is irrational or sentiment. Yet, because what? Because by the nature of mathematical calculations, accounting principle, that means adjust the financial statement totally 100% by working. It's based on the rationals, justifying for the financial or income statement. They have to use mainly cognitive, right? But on the other hand, people in the marketing area, mostly they are quite effective because most of the career that they do by the natures of the career practice, mostly it depends on use the imaginations, creativity. Marketing is science and arts that I discussed earlier. That means people who come from the areas of marketing, since it's science and art, that means they're quite more effective in adjust things. พูดง่ายๆก็คือว่าคนที่มาจากวิถีอาชีพที่เป็นลักษณะนักบัญชีหรือนักสถิติการเงินนักวิเคราะห์การเงินเนี่ยมักจะเป็นคนที่พูดง่ายๆว่ามีการลักษณะของการใช้เหตุผลมากกว่าอารมณ์ไม่ใช่ไม่ได้หมายความว่าคนกลุ่มที่มาจาก นักสถิติการเงินหรือนักวิเคราะห์การเงินจะเป็นคนที่ไม่ใช่อารมณ์เลยแต่หมายความว่าจะมีลักษณะของการใช้เหตุผลค่อนข้างมากกว่าเนื่องจากลักษณะการประกอบอาชีพเป็นเช่นนั้นอย่างที่ครูว่าเมื่อสักครู่นี้แต่ในทางกลับกันคนที่มาจากอาชีพทางด้านการตลาดก็มักจะเป็นคนที่มีลักษณะของการใช้อารมณ์มากกว่าหรือเป็นสัดส่วนที่มากกว่าก็ไม่ได้หมายความว่าคนที่มาจากอาชีพนักการตลาดจะถูกหล่อๆให้เป็นคนที่มีลักษณะของการใช้แต่อารมณ์อย่างเดียวไม่ได้ใช้เหตุผลแต่มักจะเอ็นเอียงไปในการใช้อารมณ์ค่อนข้างมากเนื่องจากลักษณะของอาชีพในการใช้จินตนาการค่อนข้างมาก So the conclusion of this first difference is it's not means that accountant or financial analyst is total 100% cognitive but just tendency but they focus more on cognitive because by the nature of career practice as we discussed.But on the other hand, the people from the careers of marketing, they quite, by the nature of practice, which is to use the initiations about imaginations. That means, since it's science and art, the marketing people tend to focus more on effective. It's not really means that they have no cognitive, but cognitive still exists, but effective, it's the big amount proportions in the way of their practice. The second is methodological oriented or procedural justice, result oriented or distributive justice. หมายความว่าอะไรพูดภาษาไทยก่อนเนาะ methodological oriented หรือ procedural justice หมายความว่าการให้ความสำคัญกับกระบวนการแต่ในขณะเวลาเดียวกันคนที่ทำหมายถึงนักบัญชีหรือนักสถิติการเงินนักวิเคราะห์การเงินนอกจากเป็นคนที่มีนิสัยกันในการให้ความสำคัญกับกระบวนการหมายความว่า ด้วยการทำงานเนี่ยต้องมีกระบวนการการทำงานที่เข้มงวดในการใช้หลักการทางบัญชีในการวิเคราะห์งบการเงินเพราะฉะนั้นนิสัยของคนกลุ่มนี้จึงเป็นคนที่อาจจะดูแนวโน้มไม่ใช่เป็นอย่างนั้นหมดนะแนวโน้มดูเป็นคนค่อนข้างจุกจิกใส่ใจกับรายละเอียดปลีกย่อยในเชิงกระบวนการการปฏิบัติแต่ในทางกลับกันคนที่มาจากอาชีพมาร์เก็ตติ้งจะเป็นคนที่ result oriented หรือ distributive justice หมายถึงเป็นคนที่ให้ความสำคัญกับผลลัพธ์มากกว่าหมายความว่าบางทีกระบวนการก็คนเราอาจจะมีกระบวนการแบบไหนก็ได้ในการทำงานแต่สุดท้ายได้ผลออกมาเหมือนกันเหมือนอย่างที่บางคนในคลาสชอบพูดก็ได้ผลออกมาเหมือนกันป้าอะไรเงี้ยบางทีเราก็ชอบพูดแบบนี้ค่อนข้างตัวเองมันไม่ได้หมายความสิ่งนี้ผิดแต่หมายความว่าบางคนก็เป็นอย่างนั้นก็คือให้ความสำคัญกับผลลัพธ์ของสิ่งที่ปฏิบัติมากกว่าไปใส่ใจกับกระบวนการเช่นเวลาที่คนเราวางแผนการตลาดหรือทำอะไรก็ตามงานบางงานบางทีเหมือนกับคนบางคนตอนนี้ไม่มีอารมณ์ทำเก็บไว้ก่อนเดี๋ยวถึงเวลาอารมณ์มันมาเหมือนคนอารมณ์สินอะบางทีอารมณ์วาดรูปอาจจะไม่มีเลยทั้งวันอารมณ์วาดรูปมาแล้วตอนตีสามอะไรเงี้ยแต่ผลลัพธ์ออกมาก็คือบางทีก็อาจจะเท่ากับคนที่นั่งทำทั้งวันอะไรประมาณเนี้ยนะก็คือคนที่มาจากอาชีพ science and art เช่น marketing เนี่ยก็มักจะเป็นคนที่ให้ความสำคัญกับผลลัพธ์มากกว่า distributive justice how difference between these two this idea number two for accountant or financial analyst they quite methodological oriented or procedural justiceBecause by the nature of the working of financial analysis, they have to use the financial theory or principle to adjust the financial statement. That means these kinds of people, they have to be really precisely in-depth detail, take serious for the process of analysis. Because if they not serious in the process of analysis,they cannot ensure about the end result that the financial statement that they analyze is correct accordingly to the financial principle. That means they have to take really serious concern about every process of analysis to ensure a good or correct end result. That means by this nature of practice, the groups of people who come from the accounting or financial analysis area, they're quite methodological oriented when they do things.They're quite concerned for the process more. But on the other hand, people who come from the areas of marketing is science and art. If you make the imaginations for the artist when they're painting, sometimes you wait for the whole day. If you ask them, today I have no mood, it's very moody for me. I have no any intention to draw anything. I have to wait for my emotions, my my feeling comes at the midnight times. It may be possible, but at the end, the art that artist can produce the really quality drawing. It's the same logical ideas as the marketing people. Since the marketing plans or any idea initiated, for many cases that some persons may find information from this source, this marketer may find the information from that source from discuss with someone. It's made the information can become from many sources, but at the end you can produce a good marketing plan which is defendable. That how about why this plan can solve the marketing problems. That means during the process of workings of marketing people, sometimes since marketing is science and art, you may have many initiations. Think out of frame or think out of box. You have many opportunity to think out of frame, think out of box. Creativity, creative thinking. That means the marketing people, by the nature of number two of differences, they quite more concerns or quite focused in result oriented or distributive justice, comparing to financial people or accounting people. เพราะนั้นความแตกต่างข้อที่สองก็จึงสรุปออกมาว่าคนที่มาจากอาชีพทางด้านการเงินหรือนักบัญชีมักจะเป็นคนที่procedural justice ให้ความใส่ใจกับกระบวนการ methodological oriented แต่ในทางกลับกันคนที่เป็น marketer ทั้งหลายก็มักจะเป็นคนที่ให้ความสำคัญกับผลลัพธ์ของงานมากกว่าที่กระบวนการก็ตอนนี้ไม่มีอารมณ์ยังเพิ่งทำยังไม่แต่คนเป็นaccountนี่ก็ต้องตามกระบวนการเชียร์ทุกขั้นตอนใช่ไหม This is the second differences the last difference of these two careers investigationsand prospect to the future นะพูดภาษาไทยก่อนข้อ3มันเป็นผลพวงมาจากข้อ2เป็นนั้นคนที่เป็น financial analyst หรือนักบัญชีมักจะชอบมีแนวโน้มในการชอบทำสิ่งนี้คือ investigations นั้นคนกลุ่มนี้เมื่อเวลาคุยกับใครก็ตามใครทำอะไรผิดใครทำอะไรผิดพลาดทำผิดเพราะอะไรเหรอทำไมถึงทำอย่างนี้เกิดอย่างนี้ได้ยังไงถ้าไปทำตอนไหนไม่ถูกต้องคนกลุ่มนี้จะมีลักษณะ investigate คือช่างสอบสวนเป็นคนชอบสอบสวนชอบจะรู้ in depth detail ว่ามันเกิดสิ่งได้ยังไงเป็นคนที่ชอบสอบสวนพูดง่ายๆนิสัยเหมือนแม่นะเหมือนคุณแม่ที่บ้านเนี่ยนิสัยแม่ accountant financial analyst นิสัยแม่ invest ชอบ investigate นะแต่ทางตรงข้ามคนที่เป็น marketing เขาจะไม่ค่อย investigate เขาจะเป็นคน prospect to the future แล้วอนาคตเราจะเป็นยังไงคือสมมติมันเกิดปัญหาอะไรขึ้นบางทีก็จะขี้เกียจที่จะมานั่งสอบสวนทวนความอะไรมากมายว่ามันเกิดเพราะอะไรถ้ามันไม่ได้จำเป็นมากมองอนาคตในการแก้ปัญหาไปเลย prospect to the future ครูไม่ได้บอกว่าใครดีกว่าการ investigate ถึงปัญหาก็เป็นเรื่องสำคัญหรือการ prospect to the future ก็เป็นเรื่องสำคัญแต่หมายความว่านี่คือ nature ของคนสองกลุ่มนี้นั่นเองเนาะ so the last difference is between these two careers the accountant or financial analyst this is mother mentality the investigationsWhat does this mean? When any people do something wrong, if you have the friends, if your friend is financial analyst or accountant, this group, this is the habits or mentality of this groups of people. Why it occur? How do you plan? Do you do it, plan it ahead prudentially before practicing? I want to know why it occur, why it happens, why it happens.This is the intentionally. This is the nature mentality of these groups of people. They try to investigate, finding the cause or the originalities of the problems. They want to know why these problems occur. But on the other hand, by the nature of marketing career practice, since they distributive justice or result oriented, when problems occur, marketing people try to justify the case that they want to know.How we can go ahead in the future more than investigate why these problems occur. Because by the nature of their working, which is they're quite result-oriented, yet it's not that really means that marketing people, they don't want to know why these problems occur. But the importance of prospect to the future, most of the cases, is more important in their perspective comparing why we find.What is the cause of this problem? So this is I'm not mentioned that which one is better. Since the problems occur, investigations to find the cause of these problems and prospective future, they are also important comprehensively. But however, the nature of these two kinds of people, they have difference because by the cultivations of the career practice by the routine basis, which made them absorbed or cultivate them gradually, a little bit by a little bit, until this is becomes to be the natures of them. This is the last example of the first topic of these chapters, which is personality in practice, the comprehensive approach, which is by the tables of contents comprised of three main topics: diversity, valuing cultural diversity, communicating with diverse groups. We already finished number one of the tables of content, diversity, by give you four many by discuss you four many examples of diversity. As the person who learns about personality development, you have to know when you justify or interact with people. The example, let me give you for the reviews again for the examples of diversity, which is the first topics of this chapter. The examples of the diversity, which is we already discussed. The first example is the value belief or philosophy of Confucianism. When you make the interact with people who come from the Far East Asia, how about what is their personality, what is their mentality? It's dominated from the idea philosophies of Confucianism. As I discussed earlier, until many publications, many textbooks recognize them as the Confucian influence that society. The second example of differences of people, it's people, it's possible that people come from different surrounding system, which is in the slides number four. The system which is influenced the mentality of people is the kinship system, educational system, economic system, law and regulation system, religious system, and association system. The third example, which has made people differences, is historical and geographical backgrounds. In the slides number 5 and 6.1, 6.2, the next examples of diversity, it's differences between UK and US peoples, which is we already talk about many things about the historical background, the originalities of the nation itself, which by the nature or the historical backgrounds, many things about the originality made them differences between these two nations, even though they are Westerners. The next example of diversity is Thai and Japanese people, which is we already talked about historical backgrounds, his geographical backgrounds, and many factors which made people from these two nations, they are differences. The next examples of diversity, it's a difference between Westerners and Easterners. Why? By using the theories of cultural differences to be the idea, principles of justifying people from two different parts of the world, which is West and East, how different between them. And the last example that we just already discussed, people who come from different career practice, by risk the examples of accountant or financial analyst and marketing executive, how different between them. This is already completion for the first topic of these chapters about diversity.